You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Take one.
Stephen and Dana, and we're in the room.
Welcome to In the Room, Halloween edition.
Wait, I heard
someone crying. Who though could it be?
Mine was like a chimpanzee ghost.
Maybe it was Natalie.
Oh yeah? Yeah, maybe it was.
It probably was.
Hi, you guys.
Hi, Natalie Joy Johnson.
Hi, Natalie.
What's happening? Hi, friends. Good morning.
Welcome to the Zoom.
Honey, the Zoom is the room. The Squadcast is the podcast. It's the reason for the season.
The motion in the ocean.
If new listeners do not know, you are a good, dare I say, dearest friend of the pod.
I mean, you better.
You're our Mario Cantone. You are the Mario Cantone to our view.
Okay, fair. I will take that.
Take a little time and enjoy the view.
Take a little time and go, laugh yourself.
I feel like our last pod with you was Jaunty Knit Cap, if anyone wants to go back and listen.
Sure, if you need to listen to the Natalie episodes in chronological order.
There it is.
See, in the booth.
Would you like me to have one booth on top of this, on top of the headphones, the hat on top of the headphones?
Natalie's
this is my favorite hat against
Natalie is in her at-home recording studio, complete with green screen background.
Honey, this is something that I crafted in the hallway space beneath my bathroom and my closet. It's, you know,
greens, nothing but greens.
Nothing but athletic greens, by the way. Are you drinking them?
I am.
Okay, how long have you been on the athletic greens?
Maybe 2 years. But very inconsistent. Very.
Really?
Absolutely. I need a character description of the athletic greens.
Dax Shepard talked to me about athletic greens, so then I was all in. And that was
how did you get there from here, Dax Shepard?
I got them from the Poog podcast and also from Instagram, because the thing is you look up one thing, you see something once, they're always listening, which I do not dig, y'all. I do not dig. I really need to, like, I got a new phone finally because, you know, as you know, my iPhone 8 turned into the Terminator because she got dropped like just 700 times too many, and that last fatal flaw, babe. When I tell you that I was going to take off the cover because I wanted to change the cover.
Which also helps when your phone is acting up. Sometimes the case is squeezing it too hard and there could be something on the inside that fucks it up. And now it's like getting squozen and it's just too tight. It turns into like a Bernadette Peters.
Or sometimes it's the only thing that is holding your phone together, because I
also
had dropped it so many times and it was crackled to like the crackliest cracked on the back that once I took the case off, my phone was a Terminator and you could see the insides through the outsides. You know what I mean? You could see the metal inner workings, and I just fashioned that case right back on top and made sure everything lined up, and then promptly went to the Apple store a few days later. But yes, my point was phone.
They're listening.
Athletic greens. They're always listening. And I really was like, fuck Siri for forever, because also, first of all, she's the absolute worst. She never understands anything that I'm saying.
Annoying.
Do I have an accent? Do I have a strange accent? I probably do. If I'm probably like, what's Gurntine? Yeah, maybe she doesn't get that. But like, honestly, like, I'm like, what is happening? Why can't you understand me? Like, if I'm dictating, forget it. 8,000 words are wrong. All of them are wrong. But I recently switch Siri to an Australian man.
Same.
Oh, my God.
Which I have to say is hilarious. Yes. Because he will read you. And I don't think he is reading you per se. It's just in the Australian accent. So I'll literally be I'll be like, hey, Siri, text Jason Patrick Sands. What's up, sweetest? Hope all is well. LOL. And then it'll read it back and it'll be like, you know, LOL. It's like he reads you like, do you really think that's funny? Like, it really is like, it's, that's the only thing I like about Siri is the Australian man. And that might say more about me than artificial technology. But they're always listening. And Athletic Greens came to me. And Jacqueline Berlant, we know, is eating them on the poog.
Jackie
Poog. I have been waiting to get her follow-up. But you've been doing it for 3 years?
Fully pooging for you this morning. Not to mention another podcast, by the way. But these are our queens.
Honey, our hags. Our hags. You are in full poog.
Goop backwards. And they are comedians and they do with that what they will. But I was thinking, what would the Broadway poog be? Like if Broadway poog, like a Broadway body butter, like a...
Yeah, because poog is all about like skincare and like wellness products and
digestion,
you know.
Yes.
Gut health.
Natalie, I have a question for you going back to your accent work earlier.
Oh,
which
yeah.
dialects are on your resume?
Oh, like Southern
and
British.
Can you demonstrate?
That's a great question.
Nope, not getting paid enough on this podcast to demonstrate my accent work. Because guess what? I'm bad at them, so I don't like to do them.
They're hard.
Yeah, Southern, just like I can give you that real drawl, and then I can give you, you know, like, by George,
Patricia,
I think she's got it. How about that?
You've always been partial to pink.
Honey, I have. kitten, we ought to close the window first.
The Australian sentence to get me into Australian is bring me the pint of the amber fluid, which is beer.
Bring me a pint of the amber fluid.
Yes.
Oh, that's yes.
Wow.
If
you could pick
Australian.
A dialect to wake up and just be proficient in, what would it be?
Ooh, that's good.
Mine would be Irish.
I was going to say that.
I think it would be really fun to just walk around and pretend to be like Margaret O'Brien on Downton Abbey.
Just pretend to be Rachel Tucker. I mean, how dare everybody else that is so good at American accents? Are you watching Succession?
Right, Jodie Cromer?
Yes.
By the way, Sarah Snook is your spirit animal. Correct. Sarah Snook is your spirit animal. I've been watching. I meant to text you the other night while I was watching it. But if you
are you
don't
talking
get that,
to me?
Yes. If you don't get that bob immediately and start dressing in all monochromatic colors from head to toe, then I don't know what you're going to be for Halloween, but I feel like
that's it.
Just get cream Judith Light head to toe and then get that fucking long bob and give me Sarah Snook Shiv Roy realness, queen.
Yeah,
speaking of Halloween, what are you guys being?
I'll give you an example.
Cynical gay man, number 3.
Oh, okay, which is a stretch because it's usually number 1. That's the
I just feel like I just feel it's the third year in a row.
Oh, there you go.
He hates Halloween,
wait.
First of all.
Now, wait a second.
Wait.
Did I see a preview of this on your Instagram?
You did, but that was a little janky version, and I'm going to be doing it for real.
It was a dry run.
This weekend, yes.
Well, sometimes you've got to give it a little, what we like to call a run through a dress rehearsal.
A preview.
To put it in a frame.
I need to get the makeup right.
You got to tech it.
You got to tech it, honey. We've got it. That's what rehearsal's for.
I mean, Saturday will be a sits probe. What do you want? What's happening?
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, Siri. He just interrupted me. I didn't get that. What did you say? Fuck off, dude. I wasn't trying to talk to you, bitch. That's what I say. I hate her so much. Slash him. Slash them. I mean, really. Siri, the ubiquitous seer, can truly go F herself. So you're going, can we say it? Will this go up after Halloween?
It's going up on Halloween.
Oh, okay,
There's no secrets here.
Okay, so you're going full Elvi.
Yeah, lesbian Elvira.
As you should be, which I love.
Might tie a plaid shirt around me waist.
Oh, my God. Or wear, like, a headset.
A headset, stage manager Elvira.
A headset and like a little fanny pack with like
Home
you know,
Depot tote as your like, trick or treat bag.
Stop. I do need to bring a bag because the shoes are real. But
go get a tote from Home Deep.
I think make her Elvira the lesbian stage manager, and you can utilize a fanny pack as your bag, and have your headset plug into that.
It might be too much.
We might want to cut the lesbian.
Well, I am a lesbian, so I feel like I can, and like y'all are adjacent, so it's fine.
Yes. Yes.
Tell us about your Halloween.
I identify more as lesbian adjacent than I do gay now that you mention it.
Yeah.
That is absolutely hilarious. And you know I'm somewhere right there in the middle, y'all.
The wickedest queen in the middle.
I don't know what I'm going to be yet. Honestly, we do have a hilarious Halloween show that we're going to be bringing to the people on Saturday night at the Q. And that's right. Even though you might miss it because this is going up after that show, you can catch us there every Saturday night, honey, at 7 p.m.
We can still share it on our Instagram.
Instagrammed. Yes, please. I don't know what I'm going to be, but my... For lack of time and honestly, like, inspiration, I feel like I might just go to Capizio and go on a little spree and go to a wig shop up here on 125th Street and go as Erica Jane as Roxy Hart in Chicago.
That's a really good... Really good idea.
I'm thinking that might be something. Get a little bob, finger wave her out as best as I can, and like just maybe they probably have some kind of lacy leotard, and if not, leotard. if not, then you just go around the corner to like one of the sex shops, and they certainly have a lacy leotard.
They certainly have.
And then, you know, you could wear just a bra underneath it, and you're in Chicago. Boom.
Boom.
I mean, I truly have been talking about her in... you know, week after week after week after week. So it would only make sense. Also, I did see her as Roxy Hart in Chicago. So just
and loved it, if I recall.
She was both like amazing and fine. You know what I mean? It was it gave me all the things that I wanted, you know.
Your nails look great.
Oh, well, that's so nice of you to say. Everybody is freaking out about these nails. But let's not look at that one.
It's the gasoline
that one took
effect.
A terrible tumble.
I have a polish that color that I love.
Well, here's the thing. They're actually foils. They're foils. I got these done in Portland, Oregon during my vacation visiting Michael Hammerstrom.
Tell us
Oregon
everything.
Children's Theater. It was amazing. I had the best time. It was right also as like fall was just starting to like give us her
crispin.
Her beauty, honey. I mean, it was cold. It was cold, but because I was also like just underdressed. Michael's like, make sure you pack a sweater. Like it's cold. And I'm like, okay.
He's got a sweater he can lend you.
Oh,
you don't
well,
have to pack that.
Well, that's what he said too. He was like, trust me, we have a whole thing of like sweaters and comfies and jackets. And I wore his boyfriend Eddie's coat, like fully wore his coat because I was freezing.
Rad.
Because it was still nice here when I left and I just hadn't internally shifted. And I was so cold there and I'm getting so cold now, like it's fall for real. And and Michael
so
and
cold.
I Michael
Poor everyone. It. I'm still sweating.
I
well,
love
Michael
it.
Michael asked me this question. He was like, if you had to choose, which would you rather be? Like too cold or like too hot? And I really ever since then have been thinking about it. And I think the answer for me is too hot. I'd
Fuck
rather
you. I can't take answer. Off this my is... skin. I can always add another layer. I can always throw on a third scarf. I can always do something. I cannot
yeah, but
peel
like,
my skin off.
Yes, but I can't handle when, like, my feet are frozen. Like, do you know what I'm
Put
saying?
Put on
like,
another pair of socks, queen.
No, I think I would rather be too hot. I think I would. The chill, like, the chill and the uncomfortableness that I feel when I am, like, too cold.
I think
I'd rather be a sweaty mess.
That's user error.
Okay. Thank you. Thank
We're
you.
Done here.
Weekly show at the Q, 7:30. It's free. Bye.
Oh, shit.
Stephen and Natalie aren't friends anymore.
This is it. This is where we draw the line.
This is the actual line.
This is it.
The only place we can hang out is in Celine Dion's climate-controlled limo.
Oh my goodness.
It's really the only middle ground we have.
She has a climate control. Well, wait, aren't all limos climate controlled? What am I missing?
I think hers is like insane because like it's all for the instrument. I think it's humidity controlled. I think in there, I saw something. She was talking about her limos like decked out with
quality control. Like humidifiers, you know, humidifiers, all of the things.
Sure. She had like the air quality control machines before COVID. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Just like pure mystery.
Celine Dion was the prototype for why we can go back into theaters now.
I will actually kill you. That's amazing. So wait, you're not going to dress up. You're going as Senegal Gay Man. You're going as lesbian Elvira. Halloween. And I don't know. Maybe I'm going as Erica Jane.
What's the best costume, best Halloween costume in Natalie Joy Johnson past?
Like adulthood? Okay. I have two.
Or childhood. If you look back at Natalie Joy Johnson's Halloweens, which one do you remember?
I mean, I have some insane ones because, you know, Pete Johnson would make me some Halloween costumes from scratch. Like one year I was the Statue of Liberty.
Nope.
So he fashioned that whole outfit.
Nope.
Of course, made me a torch with a flashlight.
Dana's the Statue of Liberty right now.
Uh-huh. Yes, she is. You actually are with that mask, honey, with your Poog mask on. You are giving us Statue of Liberty, just like marbly green. Marbly green, Elphaba.
Rusted
used to be
copper.
Right. So,
Dana, you look like a rusted penny.
You know, he took like a... Don't talk to me about your rusted penny. So he took like a visor and turned that upside down and made the spokes. One year we didn't have an idea and it was literally, it was in like 2 days, 3 days. I was like, Dad, what am I going to be for Halloween this year? Like, I don't have an idea. Leave it to my freaking dad. Leave it to Pete Johnson. Good old Pete. He was like, I got it. Why don't you be an old-fashioned stoplight? Not a regular.
Like with the...
Well, no, not a regular stoplight that just has one side. One that's in the center of the square that has four sides, right? So that you have red, yellow, and green on all four sides. So
I know.
Yeah, I know. Let's fashion you into an old-fashioned stoplight.
You're like Electra and Gypsy.
Oh, my God. Once you got a gimmick, honey, I will tell you, I did win some Halloween costumes that year because they were like, what the fuck is this? So he got like a box, like a yellow, like rectangular box and cut out the red. So, of course, I had red face paint on. That was my face. And then my arms came out of what would have been like the yellow holes or something.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? On the other side.
Oh.
And then he also like put like a bird on the top. He got like a bird from Michael's or some shit, Joanne Fabrics, and like put that on the top. So yeah, I was an old fashioned stoplight. I was an angel 1 year. I was an angel 1 year as a child, and but you know, I live in Maryland. I lived in Maryland growing up, and it's chilly on that mid-Atlantic ridge in the end of October, and so my mom made me wear like my winter coat underneath it, so I was just like the chubbiest little like angel ever. Like it was like the kid from Christmas Story with an angel costume over top of him. But then in adult life, my go-to, if I'm not going to be slutty, if I'm not going to be Erica Jane, then my go-to is Slutty Super Mario, because I saw that once in a store, and I truly have worn it now like 5 times because I'm like, this is the dumbest thing ever, and oh my God, Slutty Super Mario.
And now there's a movie coming out, I guess, next year, so it would be...
It's a me, Natalie.
You know, ahead of the curve.
I am the
Can we fashion the M on the Mario suit to an N?
Oh, I bet we could.
I bet this newly employed person could.
I bet you could. Well, you'd actually, there's no M on it, so we can just create it because, you know, it's
even
titties.
Easier.
It's all about the slutty version of the costume. So, but
just right here and here. And.
Yes. As one of my grown up, though, and this is probably the most niche market, Thank you, Kinky Boots. God, it just will never...
Great dialect work right there, Natalie.
Thank you, thank you. Mr. Price, come quick. The point is, as an adult, and it's so niche, one of my favorite Halloween costumes was Brigitte Nielsen in a season of The Surreal Life on like VH1 when she was with Foofy Foofy. When, remember, yes. She was with, what's his name? With the clock. You know who I'm talking
Flavor
about.
Flav.
Yes, Flavor Flav.
Flavor of love, honey.
Yes, and so she was like in a blanket. She was in a blanket and big white sunglasses and an NYPD or FDNY hat and like a shitload of tanner. So I put like so much self tanner on for like 2 days and had dark hair at the time, so I got a short blonde wig and a hat and a $10 blanket from Kmart, and that was, there were like 5 people at that party that knew who I was, but those are the five people we really loved it. So that would be God, what about you
what
guys?
A good time for reality TV that was,
right?
My best Halloween costume, I think, was, well, as a very small child, there's a picture of me as Aladdin, and it was a suit. Like, I didn't just wear a vest. It was a vest with, like, a chest drawn into it. Ooh. So I looked like a cut Aladdin. And I'm, like, holding 9. A cat with one arm. So that's a good picture. I can't say I remember that.
You're going to have to put that picture on the Instagram for sure.
I will. And if you can find old fashioned stoplight, that would be great.
That is title of that, by the way.
There might be a picture of me in the old fashioned stoplight next to Dale, who is dressed up adorably as Peter Pan.
Nope. Yeah.
In high school, and I think this might have been the last Halloween costume I ever did, I went as Jerry Springer.
Oh, wow.
With, like, the note cards. I made, like, Jerry Springer note cards, like, with the logo.
Of course, blue
paper. And I sprayed my hair, because nobody would let me dye my hair as a child, but I sprayed my hair, like, the closest color we could find at CVS.
Amazing.
And, like, wore a suit and just had, like, my Jerry Springer cards and was walking around high school asking people really insensitive questions.
Well, that was of the time.
I thought it was hilarious.
And
you gotta get a gimmick.
Show, honey, of the show. That show was wild. That show was absolutely insanity.
Wild.
Insanity. Dana, what was some of your highlights of your Halloween costumes?
I'm sitting here trying to think. I've done Halloween for 37 years now, so there's 37 options.
Wow.
But I think my favorite and most, like, locked in
person
was Lil Edie, and it might have been 2009 when I was here. 2008, 2009.
Lil Edie.
That absolutely tracks.
It was pretty fabulous.
I love it.
Staunch!
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Great.
Also, your Halloween show at the Duplex will forever live in my brain.
Well, and it
that came up as a memory the other day.
It forever lives online. Like the 100-year
anniversary.
Oh, wait, which one? Oh, the one at the Duplex with Joel and Brian. Dude, that show
was incredible.
It was one of, I have to say.
It was Halloween Hayride, wasn't it?
The haunted Halloween Hayride.
Never forgot.
Yeah, that was one of our. That shit was lit. The Christmas one that year was lit as well. But it is.
What's your Halloween candy?
Oh,
sorry, I didn't want to cut you off. But no, like, what's here? What do you hope to get, and what do you immediately trade?
Candy corn.
Ugh, you want it?
Yeah.
Shovel it in. Take it all.
Disgusting.
Are you all ready to lose your mind?
Yes.
Last year around Halloween, I learned how to make DIY Butterfingers. Do you know how Butterfingers are made at home?
Oh, that sounds so good. How?
You
melt down a shit ton of candy corn some corn syrup, and then you put it in a tray, and then you cover it with chocolate, and that's it. It's literally melted down candy corn.
But how is that? Because Butterfinger
and peanut butter.
So like,
and peanut butter.
Oh, there's the peanut butter. There's the peanut butter.
Peanut butter melts with some corn syrup and candy corn. You do the thing. You let it set. You cut it into bars. And then you put it on a wire rack and you cover with tempered chocolate.
Okay.
All right. That's all it is. And it tastes like it came out of the wrapper. If I didn't make it myself, I would think you bought me a Butterfinger.
That's amazing. Now, is that your go-to? What's yours?
I like those Tootsie Rolls, but the fruit kind.
Yes.
Like the lime Tootsie Roll.
Yes, like the vanilla one.
Delicious.
They're so
me.
Good. Underrated for sure. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I agree. The lemon, the strawberry.
They're so fun to me. And I love like the old wrapper. They're fab. Mm. Fab. I like those. I guess I love a Sour Patch Kid, but I kind of love those year-round. The Tootsie Rolls feel specific to Halloween for me. I also
like
love an Almond
candy.
Joy.
All candy.
I think when you asked, my gut response was Snickers. Like, they really satisfy. Like, that's what I would love to see in if I, you know, was trick-or-treating. Also, obviously, peanut butter cups.
Things that I
could absolutely like do without, that I'm just kind of like whatevs. I mean, I don't care about a Sour Patch Kid. I don't care about
a sour moment.
I don't think I ever knew that about you.
Yeah, I just don't kind of care. I'm not really into it. I like sweet. I like savory. The sour is like unpleasant. It's unpleasant to me.
I'm sure, is very pleasant when you eat something sour.
Oh, I bet. It's the only time I can actually tongue pop for real, is when it's actually for real. You know what I don't understand? What candy I'm kind of like, I will never grab it. Never, ever will I grab it in a store as like a, oh, I haven't had one of those in a while.
Is it Mike and Ike?
No, well, first of all, gross.
Yeah,
yes.
Gross.
No, thank you, black licorice of any kind.
Yeah, gross.
No, thank you.
I love a Mike and Ike. No black licorice. But I love a Mike and Ike.
Well, Mike and Ike has the like cherry flavored ones and like, you know, but they also have those black and white ones. Or no, wait.
Pink and white.
Those are different.
And they're the black licorice. Disgusting bites. Blech. But you know what I just don't understand? They aren't disgusting to me, but I just don't understand. And I don't get why you would. I guess if you put them in the freezer, it changes the game. But like, I don't care about a Three Musketeer at all.
I don't care. At all.
And like, what the fuck is a Milky Way but a Three Musketeer with some caramel in it? Really? Like, a Milky Way is better than a Three Musketeer.
Hard
pass. A Three Musketeer, I'm like, why am I wasting the cows on that? Give me
a
payday.
Are you not into a nougat?
I'd rather have a payday.
Is that with a nut? That's with a nut?
Yes.
Oh, I don't want a nut in my...
The Three Musketeer is missing the crunch. Like, the crunchiest part can't be the chocolate coating.
Correct. What is this pillowy,
there's a textural...
There's nothing happening.
Then give me a mousse. If you're going to give me mousse, give me mousse. Don't try and give me mousse and call it a candy bar.
Correct. It is a void of a mouth... feel. How
it's
about
over-whipped.
That? How about, yes, it is. It is whipped into shape and past its shape. Do you know what I mean?
And tell me those are fun size.
Exactly. Hey, should I pause it?
There's nothing fun about fun size. There I said
hey,
it.
Why'd you pause it?
Also, peanut and peanut M&M's 1,000,000% forever and always reign supreme over regular M&M. Who needs a regular M&M? Never. I don't fuck with those.
Never.
If they don't
peanut
have a nut
M&Ms
inside,
in the freezer are the best.
If they don't have a nut inside, I'm not interested. Same with like, let me have a hot take here. Okay, if I'm going to get like a if I'm going to get like a chocolate bar, like a big one, like we're talking
like a chocolate
15
factory.
Square, you know, a 15 square kind
of like by the
bar.
checkout.
Well, it better be
correct.
A Kiva bite.
Well, first of all, exactly. And it better be milk, goddamn chocolate. I don't fuck with dark chocolate.
The hell?
It's disgusting. I want it to be creamy and delicious. I don't
like
Natalie?
Your coffee. Like Natalie. Your fucking coffee, exactly. Which is 3 drops of coffee and the rest is like heavy cream and sweet and low.
Exactly.
Natalie,
exactly.
I knew this, but I didn't know it for sure. When I bring you treats, you know, I have had the choice of dark chocolate or goddamn milk chocolate or a crackle. And I was like, she's not a dark chocolate.
I'm not.
She's just not. And I'm not going to risk it.
You know me so well. Dark chocolate. Yeah, I just can't. Again, I can't with a sour. I want things. I can't with a disgusting.
You don't like bitter.
I don't. No, fucking IPA.
Oh, fuck IPAs. Fuck IPAs.
IPAs are literally people's exercise in how disgusting can we make this beer
yes,
taste.
Yes, yes, amen.
Beer
amen
is so
her.
Gross to me to begin with, but like an IPA is literally like wretched. So like cocktails for me are like marg, sweet. Delicious. Give me that blueberry lemonade. Give me a
beachy.
Twisted tea. Give me, you know,
with a rum like runner.
Give me a like Mike's a hard. Hot toddy with like a lot of agave or something. It needs to taste good. I am not interested in disgusting things, of which black licorice and really
candy corn.
Yeah. Well, again, it's
not when you turn it into a Butterfinger.
Candy corn to me is kind of like a. They rank, I guess, a little worse than like a Three Musketeer. Like, what's the point? That's my.
But I feel like we let candy corn live because it's once a year. It's not all the time.
You are so fierce, and I love that.
You know what I hate? You know what I hate? I hate circus peanuts. There.
Who likes them?
Who's keeping circus peanut producers alive?
They're disgusting. Don't ever eat one. They are absolute styrofoam trash.
If you want to know what asbestos tastes like.
Oh, you mean like the fake peanuts. Like
orange.
Not an actual peanut you
they
get
are,
at the circus. The orange, squishy, like the cheeseburgers.
The packing peanuts. Yes.
They are what couches are made of. Do you know what I mean? That it like the circus
peanut is. Which is probably still better than my current couch.
Circus peanut is. Continue.
The circus peanut is just, it's an abomination and a front, and it is offensive.
It's a drug front.
It's a government conspiracy.
Because here's the problem. Why are they still being made? I was in the grocery store the other day, the fine fair in my neighborhood, and right at, you know, kind of where you're standing in line, they have, you know, like the cheap candies, where it's like those little starlights or like little butterscotch that's like 99 cents, you know what I mean?
And
that's where you would find like a circus peanut.
Clear wrapping.
Totally.
Exactly. Clear wrapping, yes, yeah, so with like red logos.
Zero branding.
Right. And I was just looking at some of that shit and some of these old candies that I'm like, I honestly, to this, I don't know who is still buying this. And I don't know why you're still selling it. And I don't know why there's real estate for a circus peanut ever in any kind of store ever.
There should
not
be a documentary.
Not even a circus. Not even a circus.
Not even circuses.
Maybe there's like an old Unwrapped episode with Mark Summers about them.
Maybe, but they are absolutely like, that's not a treat. They're a punishment. That's a trick. That's a trick. Maybe that's where they're from. They were the trick or treat. Like, do you know what I mean? They're the trick.
Are you reaching in? Are you getting a trick or a treat?
Yeah, bitch. You're getting styrofoam. You're getting styrofoam. It's
the autumnal lump of coal.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
What is that palate?
It's like, can you feel them in your mouth right now? It's like halfway
can
between.
Can you feel them in your mouth?
It's so gross.
Here's
it
some
feels
reviews.
Like a cow.
My dad loves it.
My dad loves them.
Yeah, and he also
from
enjoys.
From Sylvester, Georgia.
He also enjoys a Werther's Original. You know what I mean?
I love a Werther's Original.
They're not disgusting, but, you know, they are also of a certain era. You know, they're the demographic for those folks also
they're
love
They're timeless. They're caramels.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the soft
You know what
chew.
I do love? What about those, like, these would also be in the clear red wrappers next to the old candy.
The Gushers?
Caramels with the white center.
Yeah.
That's like a cow tail, like a gigantic cow tail that's been cut up.
Yes.
So delicious. Yeah. Melty in your mouthy.
Yeah. So
again, mouthfeel that is good.
Stephen, Elaine, when she used to live in Chicago when she was a young lady, my grandma used
to. She was just the hottest thing on the planet.
Yes. Wrap caramels. She was a caramel wrapper.
Professionally or for sport at home and she would, like, give them out?
It's like how Bette used to work at a pineapple factory in Hawaii. Like, it's that.
Part of the lore. Right.
She's like, you know why I have so much arthritis? It's because I used to wrap caramels.
Wrap all the mill work ain't easy.
No. Nope.
Mill work ain't hard.
I will actually punch you in the face the next time I see you. Which, by the way, I sang the other night. We were looking through music, and Drew Wetke, who's playing at my show this week. Wetke. Love you, Drew. We were looking through music, and we were looking through the M's, because I have actual sheet music, you know, and I was looking up something with M's, and I was like, oh my God, wait, I found this. Will you please just play it for me, and please find a key that's good, which is very hard for the song. But also from working, the song is so freaking good. Please go. Like, if we are on a musical theater podcast, I suppose. Here's one little thing about musical theater since we've spoken of none of it. In Working the Musical, there is this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song by Craig Cornelia called The Mason.
Yes!
If you don't
what a
know
mason
it,
does. Is that it?
He builds a house with his hands. 100 years go by, it stands. It stands where nothing stood. A house of stone. The mason sleeps real good.
Yes!
It's so good. Go listen
it's
to that
so
song.
It's so good. I love so working. Good. I've been thinking about working a lot lately. I don't know why, but...
Because you gotta go to work. Peggy, Eliza, etc.
Elvira,
etc.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
What else you got? Wait, have you guys... I know the answer from Dana. I don't know that I know the answer from you, Stephen. Have you guys seen shows back in a theater? I mean, you're obvious.
Yes.
Like, what did you see?
Yes. I saw Caroline was my first.
Caroline or Change.
Caroline or Change.
I have to go see it.
You gotta go see it. You gotta go see it.
My queen, Nasia Thomas, is in it. I love her so much. She's such a queen.
It's... real good. I've never seen it on a stage. It's one of those scores that I've known for the entirety of its release, but I have never seen it mounted. I did see a bootleg of the original on an airplane once, but different experience. Really, really cool. That piece is such a masterpiece, and I don't think it got its due the first go around, even though Tanya Pinkins was so brilliant and totally snubbed for that Tony.
She's a queen.
I think now the people are seeing how masterful just the writing is, and that alone is so exciting to see again.
Well, and can I tell you
so exciting to see again.
I love that. And the thing that has really just like we need good shows.
we need good shows. It breaks my heart that Dana H. and This Is a Room is closing because Dana H. I didn't see This Is a Room, but Dana H. was so good.
I saw that it's closing, and when it's soon, right? I was wondering if I could go see it before it does, because I know you loved it so much.
I think they got like
Dana.
Another week or so.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
How is it closing when we just opened everything back up?
Well, wasn't it a limited anyway? It was closing a bit early.
It was, but they're closing like 2 weeks after opening. It was supposed to go to January. I think it's a hard sell. I think.
Well, I was just actually having a conversation about this with a friend of mine the other day, because it's like, in this current palette and climate, like, what do people want to come see?
Right. They want to go see Jennifer Nettles. They want to go see...
That's when I
Wicked.
Said to him,
they want
I was,
Chicago. They want Lion King.
I was
King.
Like, this is when we need, like, you know, another Mamma Mia. Honestly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like after 9/11, Mamma Mia was the was the palate cleanser that people needed. They wanted the escape. They wanted something fun. They wanted to, like, lose their, you know, lose their
remember
worries
what fun
to
feels
ABBA.
Like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like... That's interesting.
But Deirdre O'Connell is giving a performance I didn't know possible. Without
yeah,
giving any
that.
Spoilers. I didn't, and I've always loved her. I just didn't know that you could do what she's doing.
That's I love when you're like, I didn't know you could do that.
That's
I didn't know that that a human could do that. I didn't know that that kind of performance could come out of what is required of her. In that show.
Well, now I have to go see it. That's
incredible. I really, really highly recommend if you can find the time.
I will do my best. Yes.
Find that slot, honey. And it's only 75 minutes, so you'll still have the rest of your night.
First of all, ABBA just came out with a new song, and it's been on loop for me forever. It's called Just a Notion, and I just want to put that out there for the listeners.
Excellent.
It's so
excellent.
Good.
On high alert.
Hashtag new stuff.
Hashtag new stuff. Oh,
no. Okay, Natalie, I have a question.
Yes, ask it.
Like, do you have, like, a ghost story or, like, something spooky that happened to you once?
Yes, yes, actually I do. I have one that immediately comes to mind.
We love a spooky moment.
Way, way back many centuries ago, back when we were doing the Legally Blonde tryout in San Francisco, Jason Patrick Sands and I smoked an insane amount of pot. We were laying on the Murphy bed in my apartment when the ceiling fan, which had been going one way, it all of a sudden stopped, and then it started turning in the other direction really fast, and the lights went off, and we were like, holy fuck. We were both like, oh my god, what's happening, what's happening, what's happening. We were laying on my bed, the Murphy bed was pulled out, the ceiling fan's right above us, and it had like a light above the fan, the blades, and then a light below the fan, so you could have light above
right.
and below.
Like a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sandwich of light. And so, literally, it, like, one of the lights went off and the other one went on, and literally it had started spinning the opposite direction. It had been going, like, you know, one, and then it started spinning the opposite, and we were both like, like, what the fuck is going on? And it was the Steinhardt, the Steinhardt Hotel. And but it was like a really old hotel, like really old, and had like one of those old elevators with like the gates that you had to like push apart to get into.
Like
so
in
it
Titanic.
Was like,
with like an old-fashioned street light right outside.
With an old-fashioned stoplight, exactly. oh, God. God bless him. God bless Pete Johnson and his ingenuity.
I'm tagging him in this episode.
Yes. But, yeah, you guys, that was wild as hell. And we both experienced it, and we both to this day, like, talk about it and know that it happened. So we know that that happened. And then I would, like, talk to the spirit, because I still then had to live in that place for, like, another month or something.
Like,
and
hey,
I would
queen,
just be like,
it's just me.
Hey, what's up? Like, hope all is well. I'm, like, not looking for trouble, you know?
Right.
What about you guys? Spook stories?
I mean, things, I don't have a go-to story like that that stands out. Like, that's something spooky that happened and I still can't explain it. Things like that certainly have happened, like things falling off of shelves that have no business falling off of shelves. Right, they've sat on that shelf for 10 years and not moved, and now you choose to fall over? Like, what gust of wind came through the bathroom there?
It's the hidden apartment on the other side of you.
I do have nothing.
The spookiest. I've never found anything, like, in a wall. I've left things in a wall for other people to find.
Such as?
So right now they're currently working on my bathroom ceiling again because it keeps leaking and keeps growing mushrooms out of it.
Not ideal. Actual mushrooms? But,
Not the ones you would want to eat recreationally or put into your cuisine.
But actual mushrooms.
Oh, like Alice in Wonderland realness.
Toadstool vibes.
There were a couple of days where there was a hole in the ceiling, and this was kind of peak pandemic. So I wrote a little note and I put it in a Ziploc, like, hey, this is Stephen and John and Thomas and Norman. We lived here during the COVID-19 pandemic. Love
message
you.
Message in a bottle.
I don't know. Maybe no one will find it, but why not?
I love that. What about
you? Oh, Jay? You know why I did it? Because when you opened it up, when they opened up the ceiling, you could see the original floorboards of the building. There were still like slats of wood that are so clearly from when this building was built.
Right.
I was like, that's rad. That's
really
cool.
It's like
really
you were
cool.
signing underneath your station in the Broadway
exactly.
theater.
Exactly. I signed my bathroom station.
Yes. Dana?
I don't have any ghost stories, but I am wondering if you need to be open to it to begin with. I am terrified of ghosts. I don't think that they don't exist, but right. I'm not looking to connect.
You're not trying to mess with them.
Well, no. I have like lost some people that are very close to me, and so I'm like please come visit, please.
Mm-hmm.
please I want them to come visit. I'm like, please just let me know that you're there, please just let me know that you're there. And I have had some instances where there is no doubt, where there's absolutely no doubt to me at all, where I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. Like, you there's this
it's beyond coincidence is what you're saying.
Beyond, absolutely, beyond. 100% beyond. Yeah,
Yep.
Oh my god, okay, this is a good one. If you could have lunch with three ghosts, who would they be?
Ooh, that's very interesting.
Like famous ghosts? Like Casper?
Sure. or just dead people.
Three dead people.
You know, it's usually like living or dead. Let's focus on the dead. Who, okay, like what three people who, like, would you put on your ofrenda just so that they could come visit even though they weren't, like, in your family?
I love that. Oh my god, that movie is so good.
Just had dinner at ofrenda.
That is really a hard question. I mean, the first... this is so... dumb, but like my first answer is like, well, I guess Jesus. It would be interesting just to get to the bottom of him. You know what I mean? What is your story? What do you look like? And right. what is your fucking vibe, bro? Like, that would be interesting. I think just to kind of suss
are you
him
just
out.
A stranger on the bus?
Right. Ugh, you're getting punched immediately upon seeing you by me, and it will be with love and anger, both simultaneous. The yin and the yang. The Andrew Yang. really, how do I have any
oh,
friends?
No.
It's really a problem. I also want to put Marilyn Monroe on the list. And again, they're so basic. Jesus and Marilyn Monroe. Oh, take your birth control.
Yes.
So that, I think it's those. I don't know. There's too many people. Because then it's also like, what about like, you know, fucking... you know, one of those real smarties from the Renaissance, or I don't know. It's too big.
There's a
it's
lot.
Too big. What about you guys? It's too big.
I think I'd love to talk to Abraham Lincoln to get his thoughts on our American cousin. I want to know if he liked what he saw. I have to put Betty Davis because I can't not. There's nothing I wouldn't do to have 10 minutes with Betty Davis.
Okay, that's, well, look, you know that in your bones. We love that.
I know that in my bones. And I think the third one, like, someone from, like, the Arthurian or, like, some sort of medieval duly knight person. Just because I love that time period so much, and I want answers. There's so much fiction that we just, like, presume
like, bro,
to be true.
What does it smell like? How
exactly.
awful is it?
How
awful is that stench of the sewer like, in the streets?
Right. I want somewhere in like that late 1300s, early 1400s.
All right. See, then you made me just want to be like, One of the girls from Harlots. Did you ever see that TV show,
I can't believe we've never talked about it. It's the best television I've ever watched.
And so much lady watching, first of all. There's lady watching happening in it. And it's so, so good. Dana, if you've not watched it, honestly.
We've talked about it on this podcast.
You will love
You're saying
it.
Harlots, not Harlots. There's yeah. Harlots. Okay.
Right. H-A-R-L-O-T-S. It's on Hulu, and it's like 3 seasons, I think. And you're sad when it's done. It's one of those where you're fuck, I want more. You want more. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's these, whores of the, 1600s, 1700s, 1600s.
Yeah, London, like gritty London, big titties out and corsets and just painted white faces and wigs and it smells and the Molly houses.
And like it's dark. It's really, really, really dark. It's really, really dark, but it's so well done. And when I tell you and it's mostly, you know, a female-led cast. And when I tell you these fucking actresses are so goddamn good. It's so good. And the story is like so arresting. So they would be cool to
very
one of those
good
would
word.
Be a,
it is an arresting
good
story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so good. You will just, it's one of those where I can't watch movies. Like I cannot watch a movie sitting in my apartment. It will not happen. I will pause literally 10 times, 20 times during the first like half an hour. Like I just can't do it, but I can sit and binge watch on occasion like shows like Succession or like Harlots. Succession.
And that's it's a different pace.
And that's one of them where you're just like, yep, let's press play. Let's keep going. I can't get enough. Harlots is so good.
So good. Yeah. Oh my God, I did not know you had ever seen it.
So good. What about your three ghosts?
My three ghosts would be Joan Rivers, Shakespeare, and Harriet Tubman.
Oh,
so good. I love that
so
table.
So good.
That's a good table, right?
Red table Ooh. Talk, honey.
Joan Rivers
that.
Died before Trump became president, and that is a travesty. Like, I needed her voice.
Travesty, yes. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Oh, that's a really good one.
On that note, we've reached our time.
You guys, thank you. I'm so glad we've had this time.
I'm exhausted. I need a together. Nap.
It's a really nice way to start the morning, though.
Right? Laughing take a little nap at 11:04.
Laughing with your best friends.
It's real good.
I'll take it.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Have a safe Halloween. Don't eat any unwrapped candy unless you're on prep.
In that note, if you are feeling wild and want to celebrate the spirit, why don't you check out my Instagram? I guess it would be on the reels, but I do have a version of dead ass pussy that if you're not for
thank
the
you for
heart,
that though
yeah
amazing and
that.
Every thank Saturday you. Night at the Queue, Natalie has a show, 7 p.m free.
Honey, we've
no
got
cover.
A band. The most handsome
There's
band
a
in
band.
All of Midtown.
It is a
Honey, it's
band,
a band
show,
and it's
no
free.
Cover. Come on.
Thank
Come
you.
On.
Thank you to the Queue, and thank you to Brian Patrick Nerfy for taking care of us today, our engineer.
Thank you so much.
From the Broadway Podcast Network, Stephen, Dana, I love you both.
We love you.
Thanks for having me. Thank you for letting me come play in the sandbox.
On that note... Bye.
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 Boom. In the Room with Stephen and Dana is produced by Stephen Farazi
and Dana Craig. Special thanks to Joel Wagoner for tinkling the ivories on our theme song. Hit him up at joelwagoner.com.
We apologize, and you're welcome. We'd also like to thank Jesse Wiener, W-I-E-N-E-R, for our jazzy original music sprinkled throughout each episode.
You can find him at jessewiener.com.
Last but certainly not least, we'd like to thank Kevin Thomas Garcia for taking all of our ridiculous photos. You can find him online at ktgnyc.com. We are all over the internet on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at InTheRoomPod.
Follow us, like us, share us, pimp us out. And don't forget to subscribe to In the Room Podcast. We everywhere, so subscribe. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.